Welcome to Toolbox Radio. My name is Scott Schulman, and I am joined, as always, by Grant Lockard. How are you doing, Grant?
Doing good, man. Very good. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Grant, we are now in the double digits. This is episode 10 of Sweet. Toolbox Radio, so that's pretty exciting. We will talk about something at the end of the episode on how to help us grow as a podcast by leaving a review and whatever. But man, this has been awesome. I am pumped.
I get a lot of benefit. I hope our listeners get as much, but I get
yeah, man.
Hanging out with you.
Oh man, me too. It's a blast to be able to just talk on the phone and talk about camp, and then just share that with anyone else who wants to listen. So it's been fantastic. Last week we talked about summer prep strategies and just different ways that you need to be getting ready for the summer. And as we ended that, we really segued into this week and talking about how to have a good meeting. If you've been a part of any business, organization, camp, whatever, you've been in meetings, and you have been in meetings that were really helpful for you and you enjoyed, and you've been in meetings that were horrible and incredibly boring and you didn't like it all. So we're going to try to help you guys to be good leaders of meetings. And so I'm going to just start out, Grant, with first thing here, and you can jump in. First thing on my list is be prepared. This is simple and it's obvious, but in the busyness of camp and you know, we talked about the busyness of camp because that's what we know. In any organization or business you have, you're going to be busy. But in the busyness of camp, it's so easy to be running from game to activity to service to prepping for the next game to taking a quick break, and when you take a break, you're just like having a breather. And it's so easy to get to the next meeting that you have to lead and to not have prepped anything at all and be like, I don't know why I called, you know, all 12 of you here. But when you don't know why you're having the meeting and you have like 12 to, you know, 20 people there, you're completely wasting their time.
That's exactly right.
And you're wasting however many minutes you're there times 20. So like, that's not good. If you have a 15-minute meeting with 20 people, that's 300 minutes that you just wasted. And that's a shame to do that. I have definitely been very guilty of doing that myself. So I'm not calling anyone out without telling you guys I've done this. But just be prepared and know what the meeting is for. If the meeting has to last 20 minutes, then make it worth every minute. If you have it on the schedule and you're like, you know what, we don't really need to have a meeting, then get that communication out to people so that they don't show up and be like, and just be waiting around. That's fine if you come to the conclusion that you don't need it, but just be prepared for it and know what you're going to say.
And I totally agree. And I would say it's a respect issue. I think everyone has been in that position before. I think we all done it subconsciously on accident and sometimes pure laziness. But I think it's a respect issue. I remember this. I have this way of thinking. It's in my brain where I remember people and how I felt at that moment. And I kind of make a rule of my life. Like, I don't want to be this way. And I was just the past 2 years I've taken my master's, and I was taking two classes at once, and I remember showing up for our residency, how the program that I was in, they did them 9 weeks long, and you would go at the end for 2 days. And I remember enjoying going to one guy's, and it was incredible, like worth every penny. And I remember, a week later going to the next class, the 14 hours I sat in class were an absolute waste of time. And I remember sitting there going, I can tell you what it is. This guy is intelligent. He's bright. He's fun. Like, there's no doubt in my mind. But he was either didn't prepare enough or he just didn't hit us right. And I could get the sense that, honestly, he's been in it for 30 years, but he didn't prepare for seven-hour classes. You know, he prepared for the hour and a half that he was used to, which I shouldn't be mad about it, but I just remember being like, I don't want somebody to feel this way about me. So I think over-preparing instead of under-preparing is a great rule of life. And I think all of us would say, yeah, we need to do better at that. Like, that's just, I think that's just life. And if you can do that better, you're having better meetings.
Yeah, man. It's so true. Yeah, I'm glad you brought up school because those are, I mean, when you're in classes, those are meetings. I mean,
Yep. Oh,
that's
absolutely.
really what they are. And so if you can't relate to, I don't really have an example of a good or a bad meeting in my mind. Think about your classes, especially like in college when you have a bunch of different teachers. And if you had a really good teacher, they knew how to run a really good meeting. And if you had a bad one, then chances are they just didn't know how to run a meeting very well. And so be prepared. That's fantastic. Next point on my list is have fun. This might sound weird because it's like, well, meetings are meetings, and you know they're not. They're just bland and boring, and it doesn't have to be that way. Like, I'm not saying every single time you have a meeting, you have a blast and whatever, but just have a good time. And you know, like one thing that Sam Brock, who's the director out at Ironwood, he has a morning meeting every single day with the whole staff at Ironwood in the off season. And one thing that I've learned how to do from just watching him is start out your meeting with something fun, like some random. It doesn't necessarily have to have anything to do with the rest of the meeting, but like he'll do like a higher or lower, and he'll say, you know, how many, you know, people live in this city or whatever, and like it's this normally more interesting than that, and he'll bring up some random thing, like he took a tour of some hospital. And he was like, higher or lower, how many square feet is this hospital and that they're building over here? Like random things like that. And so you'll come up with a number and you'll tell the person next to you, I think 3,000 square feet, or you know, 220, you know, 2 million square feet or whatever. And you'll tell them and they'll have to say higher or lower. And then he'll reveal the answer. And everyone around the room is like, oh man, I was so close, or you're way off, or I won, or whatever. And it's like, it has nothing to do with anything at all. And you know, if he's really good, it does actually tie in somehow to what he's talking about that day. But it's just a fun thing, and that does several things. One, it gets everybody woken up because morning meeting, and a lot of meetings are in the morning, and you're groggy, you're tired, maybe you haven't had your coffee yet, and it's like, you're not really all there. Another thing that it does that's brilliant is it allows people to be a couple minutes late. And it's not like they're missing anything really important. And it's not like if people are late, that's fine. But like, 'cause you gotta go after that. You want people to be on time to your meetings. But if they are just a couple minutes late, it's not the end of the world because they just missed a fun thing that really didn't have anything to do with anything. So I would just encourage you to have good energy, be excited about what you're talking about. Not that you have to be, you know, level 10, super pumped about everything, because that will turn people off in a heartbeat. But just be happy to be there. Don't be dreading the meeting. If you're dreading the meeting, no one is going to have a good time. So just find different ways like that, like an opener that's really fun, to have fun with your staff as you have your meetings.
That's very good. And one of the things that I think you can do to have fun are those, excuse me, some of those obvious things is play games. One of the things that I just was writing down as you were talking, three things that I think can just in your world as a person who's having the meeting, that you can do beforehand to allow it to have fun is the first thing is to know your culture of who you're going to be with. If it's the counselors, yeah, you got to come in there with energy because they're tired probably, especially if you're 6 o'clock. If you're after dinner, you got to come in with the energy. So if you know your culture, you know your audience, you know who's going to be in it. If I know it's the staff, then I don't need to do a whole lot. Like on the fun side, I just know I need to go in there and grind it because they're the culture. They're there to work. A lot of times that I do in meetings, and this has helped me. And honestly, when I came to High Point, I struggled as the person joining the meeting because I joined a whole different world of meetings than what I was used to. It's four directors here on staff, and they're very collaborative, very opinionated in a good way, not opinionated like negative. Just they'll tell you, you know, if you bring up a subject, they'll give you three different opinions. And what I didn't know is I could go with one guy's and not listen to the other two, and they wouldn't be offended. So for a while, I was like, well, how do I make everyone happy? Well, that's something I needed to grow in. So what style meaning do you want to have? Is it? And so one of the last thing I wrote down was you know, if there's a decision that needs to be made, you need to write down like who is making the decision, because if it's if it's up to the group, then that means it's a collaborative style meeting. That means I want to hear from a lot of people. I ask people to talk. I'm not going to be the one that talks every time, you know, the whole 20 minutes. But if it is up to me, but I still want to hear you, sometimes you may need to say that, because then people won't get emotionally involved. Hey, I have a decision I need to make, but I want to hear your input. So tell me real quick so that I can make this decision. I learned that I had to do that specifically with my program crew on a few things, because if I just said, hey, let's make a decision, then people would sometimes get frustrated when it was like, hey, you asked us to help you and you really didn't hear us, you know? So you got to have a style of meeting. And then if it's 100% up to you, but you got to let them know what kind of meeting that is, that's just a communication meeting. So that just means, hey, I made a decision and I'm going to communicate this to you. And this is how it's going to go down. You know, boom, 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 break. Let's roll, you know? So I think to have fun in that, like, I think you just, I'm just kind of going a little bit deeper to have fun. Sometimes you got to know some of those things so that you can go in, hey, I'm just going to communicate this message. So I'm going to go in and say, hey, I got five things to tell you to communicate the changes. I use one, for example, we're moving up our juniors, bedtimes. We're going to move them up an hour. All right, counselors, I don't need to, this isn't a collaborative meeting. This is just to me to inform you of why we moved up their bedtime. Here's the things you need to do. Yes. Here's the things we don't want to see. We don't want you up past 11. The goal is to get them up there earlier. That means you can play, a, you know, 10 minutes longer as a game, but we need them in bed by 10 so that they're asleep by 10:30 and we'll be checking on you. Thanks. You know, that, I don't need to over explain that because it's a very simple. Does that make sense?
Oh, so Grant, I think, that's so, I think that makes sense.
I think I can deliver that though in a fun way, because I'm on the before the meeting, I've decided what kind of style that meeting is. So I can go in and communicate to our counselors, hey, guess what? We moved up bedtime. Guess what that means for you? That means you might get to go to bed early. You know what I mean? I can go into that, you know, with a little more fun to it. So,
dude, a change that you have decided to make and you have the authority to make it, you've made the change or whatever. I have found that change is scary to a lot of people. I think, Grant, there's people like us where I think change to us is like fun and exciting and like, oh, cool, what are we doing next? Like, but I don't think most people are like that. Yeah, that most people, change scares them. And what you need to do when you have made a change is you need to not present the change first. Because if you present the change first and you're like, okay, we have changed bedtime and now here are the reasons why. If you do that, the people who are afraid of change will be like, oh no, he changed bedtime. I'm gonna have this problem. This isn't gonna work. This is gonna be different. Ah! And they're not even listening to you when you tell them the reasons why. However, if you present the problem first and you're like, hey, last year, man, bedtime was so late for the kids and they had, you know, problems going to sleep because they had too much energy at the end of the day. They were not able to pay attention during services because they didn't get enough sleep. If you present a whole list of their problems and then you say, so here are some of the things we thought about as we saw those problems and we're like, okay, what's a good solution? And we came to the conclusion that, you know what, probably the best thing to do is to move their bedtime up a little bit. And now that we've done that, guess what? You guys are actually going to get a little more sleep too. So it works really well for everybody. And if you just, you have to pay attention and be aware of the people out there that are different than you, that think differently than you. And then afterwards, depending on what the decision was, say, hey, I'm going to be over here for the next, you know, 15 minutes. If you have any questions regarding details, please come talk to me. I would love to explain anything that you need. You know, like you have to know that the people are going to respond to it differently than you would, because you are the one that has been thinking about this for 6 months and have laid out three different options and picked the best one and implemented it in your schedule. And for you, it's a decision that was made a long time ago, but for these people, it's like, oh no, that's different. And so you gotta be real careful with that, but you do have to communicate it, and how you communicate it will oftentimes determine the attitude of the people that actually have to deal with whatever decision you made. So you just got to be real, real careful with that.
we won't dive into it, but I think you nailed some there. If I would have learned my style earlier on, I would have saved myself a lot of problems, because I am, you nailed it when you say we're a lot of, like, I'm a change agent. If there's a problem, fix it, move.
Yep.
And there was, I've rubbed a lot of people wrong that are like, Grant just moved. Like, he didn't even ask, or he just assumed. And I'm like, what? No, I didn't just assume. I just know, like, some things are just easy, you know,
yes,
to me.
Yes.
And so, and it's funny, because when you started talking about that, I'm like, I wish somebody told that to me. This is a little bit of a sidetrack. I wish somebody told me that in marriage counseling, because I married
a couple. Oh, man. Yes. So his
analytical, in a great way, has saved us. And I'm not, no way, but analytical.
Oh, me too.
Wants to know. So I have learned to walk in and say, hey, there's a problem. This is the problem. And I figured out a solution. Are you good with that? And she'll still sometimes analytical go through. But when I just said, hey, we had a problem financially and I just fixed it. Oh, well, I might have moved a little too fast.
Yeah, man. Oh, and sometimes with your spouse, or even with your summer staff, you've got to present a problem and let them think about it for a week. Yep. And then you may even know already what you're probably going to do, but sometimes, like with something like a bedtime, that's something that you can make a decision on, like, real easy, and you don't really need other people's input. But some things are bigger, especially in your relationship with your wife, and you got to be like, hey, here's the problem, let's pray about this, think about it. If you have any suggestions, please talk to me. I'm going to try to make a decision in the next week or so. And you may find that, like, you got a decision already in your mind, but someone else think of something that's way better, and you're like, oh, that makes sense, we'll go with that idea. And as long as you're not, like, married to your idea that's gonna fix everything, like, that's where we run into problems. I know that's where I run into problems, when I have figured it out and I know what the best solution is, and somebody comes to me and tells me something different that actually is the best, we're gonna go with my idea. And, like, it's just that pride that comes up, and I'm like, I wish I would have thought of that. And, you know, it's so you gotta be humble enough to let other people have better ideas than you.
Yeah, I mean, you, in the past 2 minutes, you have described something that I went through this off season, where I was like, I would grind and even stay up late to figure out a problem. And then since I work with very opinionated and very experienced and strong guys who are awesome, they would tell me something, and there were times where I would just shut down. And that is a way to have a bad meeting, because you shut down, you lose the meeting. And I struggled with that this offseason. And so we're talking on something that I've grown a lot this offseason, of just going in and saying, you know, I need your opinion. And now I actually say it to myself in my notes. I've written, I need this person's opinion. I need, this director's opinion, because he knows this, or I need this guy's, opinion, because he knows IT and projectors. I need his opinion on this game, you know? So
yes.
You're nailing on something. I really struggled with meetings this off season, and I need to grow it. And so this is why this is a lot of fun with me, because it was just what we're talking about is actually a lot bigger deal. I think we're scratching at it, but I think there's a lot of people out there that'll say, yeah, this, I know the person that I drag my feet, or I know the meetings that stink because we don't get things done, or I know the meetings that I stink at because I'm not interested. And so, meetings are one of those beasts that I think we can always grow in. I don't think you're going to master it today. I think you're going to master it as you grow in ministry. So,
Dude, that's really good, man. And like, Grant, I think you're older than me, but I've been doing this particular ministry for, this will be my sixth summer. I think this is
second summer here at High Point. Yep.
Learned from what I've made mistakes in, and so this is something that's just crucial. And I, like I said, man, I am so proud. And when I come up with an idea that I'm like, this is the best, that's it, and everyone else can go, like, do something else, because I have the best idea. And when someone else comes up to me and says, actually, let's do this instead, I bristle at that, and I don't want to do that. I want to be open to ideas. So when I'm telling you this stuff, I'm talking to myself, and I'm like, I need to do this. So, man, this is really good. So, okay, so we talked about being prepared. We talked about having fun. We've talked about the different types of meetings. And then I think this is just as important as everything else. It is
very important.
Be as brief as possible. You don't want to keep dragging it out. You don't want to go on and on and on. Like, I think that the fun like, thing that's, doesn't really matter. I think that it does matter because you are bringing people together and you're getting their attention and you're letting them have a good time. And that's an important thing. But if you just keep droning on and on about nothing, that's a waste because you got to remember, well, however many people are in the room, that's the multiplier for how much time you're wasting if you're not using it well. So get in there, have a good time, be prepared, but don't drag it out. Just be as brief as possible. And honestly, Grant, that's all I got to say about it. I'm not going to drag this point out.
And when you sent me that about being brief, I threw a side point in there, and I 100% agree with you. If you're having a meeting, like it's brainstorming, or it's hey, let's like your end of summer meeting.
Please
do everybody a favor. I love when people do this to me. Tell them how long you hope to have it. Like say,
it'd
be a 2 hour plus meeting. So
sure,
sounds funny. Bring your water bottle. Bring an orange with you. Bring everything with you. Bring your laptop so that it's more comfortable.
Yes.
When I show up for a meeting that I thought was 10 minutes and I only brought my iPhone.
Yeah.
And I did skip lunch, but you took it 2 hours. Like you already lost me because I skipped lunch because I thought this was a 20 hour meeting. Oh no.
Oh man.
A 20 minute meeting, but you drug it out for 2 hours, which you might have had good content.
Sure.
But because I didn't know you were going to do a whole brainstorming session or a culture session or hey, let's try and start planning, staff training. Like, whoa, like, wait a minute. Give me 5 minutes. Let me use the restroom. Let me go grab something to drink and let's roll. Like, cause I want to, but I think if you tell people, hey, we need to grind for 2 hours. So please don't schedule something right after our meeting. Cause it could go long.
Yes.
What I've learned a lot about meetings is respect. I know it sounds really funny. There's a guy, and I won't use his name, but there's a guy that I know that's always late for my meetings. Like he just always is. And I'm starting to think, I know it sounds really funny, but I almost want to say something one day to be like, I hope you don't do that to everybody.
Yeah.
Just so you know, when you're late, that means I'm late, which means I'm disrespecting the next person. So like, it would be great. And I'm not talking about 4 minutes late. I mean, it's like, I'll get a text at 8:05 when the meeting was 8 and telling me I'll be there at 8:30. And I'm like, crap. Dude, I scheduled a meeting right after. So I think meetings, if you can set them up to be very respectful, then I think you're going to be in already on a good start. Because then I'm like, if I know I'm going to be a 2 hour meeting, I'll be respectful and say, hey, we're having a 2 hour meeting. I'll bring chips and salsa, and let's grind. You know, that's lets everybody know be prepared.
Okay, three things that are follow ups on that because I had two and then I got another one. Okay, so I am a incredibly flawed human being and I have a lot of problems, but one of the things I just don't understand how people can be consistently late to meetings. Like it's not hard. Like if it's in the morning and you're always 5 minutes late, just set your alarm 7 minutes earlier and get up a little bit earlier. Like it's not hard. Oh, that is a humongous pet peeve of mine when people are late.
It's a personality trait. It's a personality trait. Some people. And what's funny is I'm not an anal guy, but timing is big. And I think that was the way I was raised, and other people have taught me that. Like other
educators
have said to me, don't be late. You be the first guy there. But that's actually not my personality. I am a run with the day. Let's go. Let's, my wife laughs because I time is not something I look at a lot. Like I'll start a project and turn around, it's 12:30 a.m. and I'll be like, dang it, I need to sleep, but I've just learned timing it's very important.
Yeah. Well, that was an aside. That was a third, like, oh man, like drives me nuts. And again, I don't want anyone to think, oh, Scott thinks he's perfect. Like I got way worse problems than that, but that's just one thing that drives me nuts. Okay. Secondly, I think a good principle of any meeting that's going to last longer than 30 minutes is have snacks. Like just have snacks. Like anyone that knows me, that has ever worked with me knows I love snacks. I always got snacks in my desk. I got snacks. Like, and I love sharing snacks with people. Like when people come in and they'll be like, oh, you got some chips. Like, oh, here, have some. Like I like to do that because you want to make work fun and you want to make you know, it's camp for crying out loud. Come on, like, just have fun. And like you said, bring chips and salsa for, you know, a 2-hour meeting, like, or pizza or whatever. Like, you want people to enjoy your meetings. And yep. if you do that, they're going to. Now, if you're going to have a 15, 30 minute meeting, you don't need any snacks. Like, that's not a thing. But like, every once in a while to have, you know, donuts or coffee or something available at a morning staff meeting or something, that's really fun. And you can't do it every day, but you can do it every once in a while. And that's a fun thing to do just to show that you appreciate and love your staff.
Yeah. And that goes back to a little bit of the style, you know, if I'm hoping to communicate a message to you and get you in and out, you don't need it. But if I'm hoping to hear from everybody and it's a brainstorming meeting, I mean, it would really help if you brought a couple of cans of soda and some, sure. you know, pretzels, you know, just because everyone's snacking and everyone's, you know, so I totally agree.
Man, that's good. Okay. My last point, and this will be really jump into later things, but I think the biggest thing that we have said about having meetings is you need to communicate well, and even communicating well beforehand and letting them know how long the meeting's going to be and letting them know what the context is for the meeting and all that. Like, you need to communicate well. And this summer, we're going to be doing, I think, 4 episodes on communication with different people that we need to communicate with. And it's a huge topic. Like, for me, the 2 biggest things that I have tried to grow in every year since I've been here at Camp Grace has been leadership and communication. And at the end of every year, end of every summer, I have a meeting with each of my summer staff individually. And I'm like, hey, what are some things that I need to work on as a boss? And inevitably, there will be leadership and communication. That there will be elements of that. And over the years, those comments have gotten a little less harsh because at the beginning, they're like, Scott, you do this terribly. Like, and I appreciated that my summer staff were completely blunt and honest with me because I needed that. But that they have helped me to grow into the program director that I am now. And I still want to keep growing. And so communication, that's something we're going to be doing a lot this summer on the podcast. So I'm looking forward to it.
Cool.
Recording those episodes with Grant in the future. So
the last thing that I would give in on this, because I know we're running on time, and I'm almost 100% sure, and I should find out the name of it. I actually wrote it down before that we recorded was, and I'm pretty sure Sam Brock created this. So we may need to ask what he named it, but our boss brought it up probably right after Tweakage a few months ago on just the box of decisions. I don't know if you've heard of that from Sam.
Box of creativity.
That's what it is.
Yep.
We need to post that because that has been awesome for me. I'll post it on social media and I'll touch on it for a minute, but other people can, hopefully he's going to be okay with that.
Absolutely.
It just, all it says, guys, is do I have the resources to do this? Do I have the people to do this? What's the purpose of doing this? And then what's the deadline? I'm telling you right now, when I have just written out those 4 things and then went into the meeting, what's funny is before I've even gotten in the meeting, if I've answered those 4 questions, I either know if we're going to do it or not. Like, I've either said, okay, we don't have 2 out of the 4. Okay, I'm not going to make this decision. Or, okay, we have out of the 4. Let me go see what my group thinks of this. Has been awesome. So I will post that to our social media. All it is, I'll say it again, resources. Do I have the resources? Do I have the people to do this? What's the purpose of doing this? And what's the deadline? Awesome. That's all I'm going to say. It's awesome.
Yeah, man. Sam is a resource full, chock full of stuff like that. And I'll mention it again. Like, I would say, well, maybe not most of his stuff, but a ton of his stuff is on toolbox.camp. So go over to the website and just look around. There is so much good stuff like that on the toolbox. And check that out there. Okay, guys, as we wrap this up, I just want to stop. Both of us want to stop and thank all of you guys for listening to the podcast. Grant was sharing with me this morning about some things that people have shared with him off point for different thoughts and discussions. Thrills us. That's exactly what we want this to be. We really are doing this podcast just for each other, and it's been great for us. We're just going to keep doing it, whether people listen to it or not. But the fact that you guys are picking this up and learning along with us, it's so encouraging for us. And if this has been a help to you, We would ask that you would just go and rate us on iTunes and or in your podcast app or wherever. If you do that, give us a 5-star rating. That helps to get the word out to other people so that other guys can listen to it. And you know, we don't do this very much, but just every once in a while. And again, thank you for listening, and share it with other camp guys that you know, because that's really what this podcast is directed for. So thank you guys for listening. We appreciate it. So
yep, I'm looking forward to next week talking about
yes.
the rules of camp, communicating that. So it'll be a lot of good stuff to get in there. I'm looking forward to hearing about your thoughts on rules for staff and things like that.
Yes, yes. Next week we'll be talking about rules for summer staff, and that's a topic that kind of like this meetings one. It's like it's kind of boring, but it's you have to know why you're doing what you're doing. And yeah. We'll Grant and I will, I'm sure, talk about some rules that have failed miserably and rules that we've had to create because people did something stupid. And we'll have a lot of fun with that. So I think it'll be a fun episode, even though it's going to be about rules. So looking forward to that next week. All right, guys. Well, until next time, keep serving your camp and church as well. We'll talk to you next week.
See you next week.